Amen. First of all, I want to thank Brother Carlton, amen. Brother Summers, Minister Summers, amen, for the fantastic job that he did last week, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I just thank him because he didn't have to do that. How many of y'all took notes while y'all was here? Amen. Somebody say amen. Oh, she put up her note thing. How many looked at the website? I'm not even gonna look. Y'all need to start looking at the website, because if you don't start looking at the website, we gonna be doing something, and y'all ain't gonna know what we doing. Amen. I'm telling you, we got to go with the times. Technology is changing. Amen. Somebody say amen. They're not still riding in horses and buggies anymore. Amen. They doing something totally different. Technology is changing. Amen. And I just caught that. Somebody said, well, I'm not going to change. Okay. Okay. And I'm telling you, it's going to a digital. It's already digital. Amen. Everything is electronics. And if you don't catch up, somebody's going to steal everything you got. Amen. Okay. I'm not prophesying, but I'm just telling you the way it's going. Amen. Amen. Minister Summers, if I'm not mistaken, his title was Love Helps. Amen. And we're still in this love series, and we're just about to finish it up because this is the last week that we have. And today our series, and I promise I won't keep you long, because I already smell that food cooking back there. Amen. Somebody say soul food. Amen. Now, if y'all get with me, amen, and don't be so dumb, we'll get out of here, amen. Hey, somebody say amen. Amen. If not, those kids they gonna already be eating, amen. They gonna be through and ready to go by the time you get there. All we're gonna get is leftovers, amen. But anyway, the title is The Language of Love, amen. Somebody say The Language of Love. It's so important that we understand the language of love, because a lot of people don't understand that language. Amen? It's totally different language than what we speak every day. And as you see, I told y'all to pray for that computer, because it's supposed to be up there. And I know everybody didn't bring their Bible, so everybody is not going to know the words or see the words. But I'm gonna start with my foundational scriptures. And my first foundation scripture is Genesis 2, 18, 21 through 25. And this is the same one that I used when I taught last. It says, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." He says, "And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he sleep. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord had taken from man made he one man, and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Amen. Remember, I'm a teacher. Amen. And I said this last week. If I understand if you have to take care of your mama, but if you can't leave your mama, come on, somebody. Okay. We got a problem with mama's boy. Amen. And it says, anyway, the last one says, "And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed." And I just ask that you just stick with me, because this may not be for everybody, but like I said before, it may be for somebody. Amen. So today we continue our series, Love Matters, in which we're talking about relationships. Somebody say relationships. Everybody is in some type of relationship, amen. And everybody may not want to be in a relationship, but every now and again, you may get somebody that asks you, well, how do you do this? And if you don't know how to navigate through it, there's no advice that you can give somebody that's seeking a good relationship, amen. So anyway, it is a series that has gone on for several weeks. As I stated the last weeks that I taught, when we talk about relationships, many think about romance, amen. And Valentine's Day, amen? Somebody said Valentine's Day. Shoot, why you say Valentine's Day? It was not a day for me, amen? Somebody say amen. For some of you, Valentine's was not a good day, amen? Because you didn't have a sweetheart. I hear somebody say amen, amen. It's getting loud. I'm in the right lane, amen. Somebody said amen, amen. or your sweetheart didn't get you the right thing. Amen. Somebody say amen. So that meant that you couldn't parade your roses around. You know the roses that you get whenever you get those roses from the one you love. You want to show everybody the roses. Amen. And then you love the roses so much, the roses died. And somebody had to tell you, throw those roses away. Amen. But you know what? My sweetheart gave them to him. And then I put down here, and not only that, you were not able to show off your card. Did all of y'all get a card? What? You didn't get a card? Well, if it's any comfort for you, amen. Come on, somebody say, if it's any comfort for you, amen. I didn't get anything for Valentine's either, amen. Come on, somebody. I didn't get a thing on Valentine from my sweetheart. My sweetheart, amen. The one that I just laid down my life for, amen. Oh, man. You know what? But my heart could have been broken. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. But you know what? I know that Cupid is my foundation for love. Amen. I know that God is. Somebody say God is. Amen. Amen. But y'all know she was sick with the flu. Amen. So how many of y'all didn't get anything for Valentine? Amen. Well, I'm just here to tell you, amen. There you go, amen. To my friend, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm giving you something, amen, amen. So I don't want you to be alone, amen, amen. I'm going all the way back here, amen. Shoot! Don't you tell nobody you didn't get anything. To my friend, amen. Somebody say amen. Look. She said, "Don't forget me over here, amen." Come on, somebody. I'm making my rounds. Amen. To my friend, say to my friend, amen. See, you were not forgotten, amen. You were not, if somebody else was forgotten, man, I'm telling you, I'm hooking y'all up, amen. Amen. So y'all can't go around and say you didn't get nothing, amen. So when somebody asks you, no, I won't give her a pencil. Amen. I'm giving her something. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Y'all give them a hand clap. Amen. So they wasn't left out. Amen. Say they wasn't left out. I still haven't gotten anything. Amen. Oh, she said, here you go. She said, look at her. I think you're cute, Valentine. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, you're so sweet. Well, anyway, and I just did that to make a point, amen, that we shouldn't let that day or any of the days depend on what somebody gives us or don't give us. Because sometimes people are not gonna give us things, but we have to know that our trust is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, remember, we went through the last lessons, and in those lessons, remember the swear we said, but we solemnly swear? Amen. Y'all looking at me like y'all don't remember. Raise your right hand. Amen. Say, I solemnly swear that I will listen to this lesson for myself and not for anyone else. Amen. I'm glad you said that, because today we're going to talk about the language of love. Amen. We're not talking about how well a brother can mack. Come on, y'all, come on now. Y'all got to pay with me. Y'all got to go with me. Amen. Mack, you know Mack. Mack means how good he can run game. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just breaking it down to you. Amen. And we're not talking about how coy a lady can be to get a man. Amen. Hey. Women got that down about how to be coy. Right here, she coy all the time. Amen. Work me all the time. You know what? I can't do this. Amen. Come on, somebody. But she's coy. Amen. But y'all going to have to go with me this morning, because we're talking about the language of love. Amen. You know, and I say coy. You're coy until you rope them in. Come on, somebody. You're the sweetest thing. You're the sweetest thing around until you get them. Amen. And then when you get them, amen, you miss nasty. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't be like that. Don't be miss nasty. Amen. See, now, although our love language does not always include what we say, it's much more than that. Amen. My love for another person is not always what I say, but sometimes it deals with my actions. Amen? And we're going to walk through this, and I know a lot of y'all don't want to be in here, but you need to understand the part about men and women. Amen? Because, you know what? You may not be looking for a man, but if you don't know what a man look like, how are you going to know when he show up? Amen? You may not be looking for a woman, but how are you going to know when the right woman shows up? Amen. Because any woman can show up. Come on, somebody. But is that the right woman? Amen. Somebody say the right woman. See, the reason why come I say that is because we talk to each other and we sometimes think that we're communicating our needs, but we just don't get it right. Men and women communicate totally different. Amen. It's like talking to my sister-in-law, Nanita. I call her Nita. She has a language called Tagalog. Is right? Am I right about the name of Miss Nita? Now, if she talked to me in that language, there's some things that I'm not going to get about what she's saying. There are some things that I will understand, but there are some things that I won't understand. And it's just like me, and I thank God that she learned all the English language. I would be talking to her, and there may be some things that she just wouldn't understand. And the reason why come I say that is that whenever men and women are together, there are certain things that you're just not going to understand about a man. Amen? She tried to tell me some stuff about a man. I said, how you know about a man? You don't know nothing about no man. Amen. I'm a man. Come on, somebody. And there are certain things about women that I'll never know. Amen. And I'm not going to try to know. Amen. But that doesn't stop me from learning. Come on, sir, come on, men, about women. See, I need to know that a woman needs affection. Am I in the right house? Amen. Because if I don't know that a woman needs affection, I may never give that affection. Amen. You know, I'm a mama baby. Amen. Somebody say mama baby. Amen. She said your mama used to rub your head all the time because when I get tired, I start rubbing my head. Amen. Yes, she did. Amen. But you know what? My mama taught me. My mama taught me how to be sensitive. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'll cry. I don't care what nobody else say. I'll cry. Amen. Because you know what? That's the sensitive side in me. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. You know, a lot of men like to beat their chest. Come on, somebody. But on the inside, they hurting. Okay, whatever. Y'all need to go with me. Amen. Somebody said that's true over here. Amen. So we're going to talk about the woman first. Say the woman first. In 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6, and I'm not going to keep y'all long. It says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection. Somebody say subjection. To your own husband. Amen. Say to your own husband. And we're teaching this, and it's talking about wives, but if you are not married, you still need to look at this, because when you get married, if you get married, you'll know how to act. Amen? Also, without word, be warned by conversation of the wise, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. When adorning, let it not be outward adorning or the plaiting of the hair. I know y'all like to plait that hair, but don't let that be all. Amen. Come on, somebody. Or the wearing of gold or the put on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Somebody say hidden man of the heart, in which is not corruptible, even an ornament or even meek, quiet spirit. Say meek, quiet spirit. Somebody say meek, quiet spirit. Somebody say meek, quiet spirit. Somebody say meek, quiet spirit. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody say one more time. Can I get you to say meek? Oh, and quiet. Somebody say quiet. Amen. Spirit. Amen. Okay. I'm just trying to make a point. Amen. Because sometimes women talk too much. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm just telling y'all from a man's point of view. Because a man doesn't really talk that much, amen. The only time that a man usually talks is whenever he's at work. Come on, somebody, I'm telling you, or working. Amen. And whenever he comes home, or whenever your boyfriend has come off his job, he's out of words to say, amen. Come on, somebody. But then here you are, you ramping it up. Am I in the right house? And that's so men can understand that we're limited in our vocabulary. I didn't say you wasn't smart, amen, but you just don't talk as much as a woman, amen. Come on, somebody. Anyway, the word says, and likewise, ye husbands, say ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, oh Lord Jesus, giving honor unto the wife as to the weaker vessel, amen. Even when you're in a relationship with a woman, men, you need to look at her as a weaker vessel. Amen? I know my wife is very independent. Amen? Very, very independent. Very, very independent. Amen? And sometimes I have to tell her, you know what, here I am. Amen. Here's Boaz right here. Amen. Boaz can help you. Amen. Amen. But after a while, come on somebody, after a while, if she want to do it, I just let her do it. Amen. And then after a while, guess what? She comes back and say, can you help me? Am I in the right house? Okay. I just want to make sure you know that you know what? Women are always, somebody say always, the weaker vessel. Amen. So, okay, ladies, this is what this basically says, that your husband or even your friend should know better than let you do it all. Can I get an amen from the women? Amen. Amen. Whoever your friend is, he shouldn't be letting you do everything. Amen. You shouldn't be armor-rolling the tires. Amen. Come on, somebody. But if you are armor-rolling the tires, come on, somebody. If you are keeping your car clean, amen, just keep doing it because somebody's watching, amen. One day, I'm telling you, one day somebody's going to say, you know what, every time I look up, Miss Jean is down at the car wash, all her tires, amen. You know what, maybe I need to, I'm telling you, amen, don't stop what you're doing. Don't start riding nasty, you just keep riding clean, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, he's on the way. Well, she said, I'm finna spray it one more time, amen. but I'm just saying that. I really mean that. Amen. Whenever we see ladies, we need to realize that all of them are the weaker vessel. And y'all saw Whoopi Goldberg, men. You know what she said in The Color Purple? She crooked that old finger like that. You better do right by me, amen. Come on, somebody. You maybe the young people don't know, amen. She did that thing like that. Said, you better do right by me. Men, I come to tell you today that we got to do right, amen. Come on, somebody. Are y'all okay? Okay. So here are a couple more scriptures. It says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband. We went through that. And then it says, in Ephesians 5, 28 through 29, it says, so ought men to love their wives, come on, as their own selves. I'm going to go somewhere with this. Y'all may not like the way I go. If he's in the mirror more than you are, come on, somebody. I'm telling, if every time you look up, he's spraying cologne on, amen. Come on, somebody. And hadn't bought you no perfume. Come on, I'm just telling you, amen. I'm making this thing plain, amen. If every time you look up, he looking in the mirror at himself, amen. No, that is not the one, amen. Now, I did not say that he is not supposed to take care of himself. But if he's spending more time, come on, somebody, styling and profiling, that joke is not the one, amen. Now, I'm an equal rebuker. Y'all know I am, amen. Now, women, if every time I see you, you got to ask me how you look. Come on, somebody. You better become confident in yourself because, you remember, we don't communicate the same. I may not tell you how good you look, amen. Come on, you better believe in your own self and believe that you look good to yourself. Say, I look good to myself. See, every now and again, you need to, come on, somebody, come on. I'm talking about this, a good lesson, amen. Every now and again, you need to just tell yourself, boy, I look good, amen. Girl, I am bad to the bone, amen. Come on, somebody, every now and again, amen. But now, ladies, let me say that, ladies, don't take that too far. Amen. Because you may become a legend in your own mind. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Are we going to have fun with this? Because we need to know. Amen. Say we need to know. We need to know. But let me tell you what the Bible says. It says, but let's see what it tells the woman. It says, but it tells the woman to reverence her husband. Say reverence her husband. The meaning of reverence means to have deep respect for someone or something. Amen. You can't just use a man. Come on, somebody. Just as long as I get my bills paid. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Then after I get my bills paid, I'm going to move on and get somebody else to pay my bill. No, that ain't the way it works. Amen. Say, that ain't the way it works. Amen. You need to reverence. Say reverence. I know y'all not going to like this, but I'm just telling you. I'm an old school. Amen. You need to take care of your man. Say, take care of your man. And if you're dating every now and again, you need to cook a meal. Come on, somebody said, cook, Janet little like cook, amen. You need at least try to cook a meal for Gary, amen. Come on, somebody. Look, he said, give me five, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Janet, and you know what? If it's not good, he's supposed to eat it anyway, amen. Come on, somebody. This relationship, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling you, this is a relationship. And I know I'm all over the place, but you know, I say that because when I first got married, she couldn't cook. Could not cook, man. I would go to my mama's house. Come on, somebody. Eat real good over their house. And then come home, amen. Come on, somebody. And then she would have enough nerve to ask me, well, what it tastes like. Oh, it's good. It's all right, amen. Amen. But I say that because that's part of a relationship, a growing relationship. Amen. Come on, somebody. It took time, but because now, woo, y'all see me. That sister can burn. Amen. 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 But it's still relationships. Amen. See, if I were to summarize what love should do in a relationship, I believe it could be represented by three distinct pairs. One pair is devotion and loyalty. Somebody say devotion and loyalty. There has to be devotion, but there also has to be loyalty to that devotion. Amen. There has to be support. And also in that support, there has to be encouragement. Say encouragement. Then there has to be acceptance. And along with that acceptance must be a commitment. Say a commitment. Amen. See, the importance on these would depend on how you look at them. There are relationship experts, y'all know experts, like counselors. Somebody say amen. Amen. Like pastors, I'm going to turn this way, amen. All of us assist with getting relationships right. And we know that the male, with the male and female, and the husband and wife, they're different. So in being different, I'm going to give you the top love needs for a man. Somebody said, okay. Woo, somebody said, okie dokie over here. Amen. They said, all right, let me know. Amen. she goes, she even knows she don't want a Boaz. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to give you that. So I done told y'all. You know what? We I know these kids in here, but I you let the right Boaz blow in your ear. Amen. Come on, somebody. She said, Every time she sees somebody going towards her ear, she's going to be pushing them back. Amen. But anyway, the first thing is, need for a man, is affirmation. Somebody say affirmation. And encouragement. Say encouragement. Amen. You know, a man really does need to be the king of his castle. Amen. And he shouldn't have to always say, I'm the king. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to help you, women. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to help you. Amen. We want somebody to be excited for us. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Oh, y'all don't understand. Every now and again, we need a cheerleader. Amen. Every now and again, we need somebody that believes that we're doing stuff right, even though we're not doing it right. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I may not have fixed it, but I tried to fix it. Amen. I'm in the right house. Amen. At least say you tried. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Say, I need a cheerleader. Say, men need a cheerleader. And every now and again, you need to wave those pom-poms, Janice.
See, y'all don't know Janice used to. See, Janice, I might should have used Janice because you know what? Janice used to be a cheerleader. Amen. Come on, somebody. Every now and again, man, you need to get those pom poms and just go to shaking them. Amen. Woo! Here he come. Amen. Woo! Oh, that's my man. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm finna get her some pom-poms, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, that's the affirmation that a man needs. A man needs to know, amen, that he's doing all right. He may not be the best, but he's doing. Say doing, amen. Amen. I may not be God's best, but you know what? I'm one of God's, amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Somebody say amen. The next thing, oh boy. Oh, boy, I don't know how I'm going to get around this, but anyway, oh, Lord Jesus, let me skip. I'm going to skip this and then come back to this. Amen. Unconditional love. Say unconditional love. And acceptance. Amen. We need to know, even when we don't hit the mark, say don't hit the mark. And even when we mess up, that you are here for us, ladies. Amen. Amen. Because if you find somebody perfect, you show them to me. Amen. I can only think, and when I look at the word, there's only one that's perfect, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen. So unconditional love and acceptance. Amen. Remember, the scripture says that we should submit, you should submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. In other words, be committed to that man. Amen. The next thing is recreational. This is what men need. Recreational companionship. Amen. I know we got these young kids back here. Amen. These young teenagers. Every now and again, women, y'all need to find out what the basketball rules are. Instead of just screaming. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, every now and again, you need to know what... Oh, Lord Jesus. They say, why are you back here with us? Amen. Every now and again, you need to know what the football rules are. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, boy. I see I went to the wrong place. Amen. They don't want to play with me. But that's okay. I'm just saying, you need to know. Amen. And guys... Oh, boy. Got quiet on this. Amen. Every now and again, you need to find out what a play is all about. Y'all know those girly plays that they like, to go to? Hey, man, they don't even want to play with me that much. She said, I don't go to plays. But you keep living, you'll eventually go to plays. Amen. There are certain things that guys must find out what girls like. Amen. And girls must find out what guys like. Amen. Amen. Like Gary race cars. Janice, you better find out about race cars. Derek, you hear what she said? I'm going somewhere with this. She said, oh, they are expensive. They sure are, amen. But see, what I remember, back in the day, Janice had a brother that raced cars, amen. So you know what, Gary? She knows a little bit about race cars, amen. Am I in the right house, amen? Every now and again, you need to know the rules of baseball. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know what she said? I cheer. Now, you better find out that you only get to strike three times, guess what you are? You are out, amen. And you better realize that you get four balls, and after four balls, guess what you get to do? You get to walk, amen. Come on, as long as you get that down, amen. I'm just saying that, amen. 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 And every now and again, I'm moving everywhere, amen. Every now and again, and she already with this, you better find out what they doing at cemeteries, amen. Come on. She said, I'm going somewhere because that's his passion, amen. But then just like that passion is for them, we need to find out what their passion is, amen. You know what? We may not want to do it, but you know what we have to do? We have to do it, amen. Somebody say have to do it. Floyd, you may not want to go to a hair show, but every now and again, you might need to go to a hair show. Amen. With all these women and all this stuff. My wife was at the counter, at the mat counter yesterday, and I was standing way back here, amen. Amen. And then all of a sudden, the women said, yeah, like he's scared, amen. Come on, somebody. But what they don't know is that I have been to the mat counter before and got mats for her. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. Okay. So y'all don't want to play with me. I'm telling y'all, we got to know this. Amen. Amen. And I put down here, say married people. I put down here, do benevolence. Somebody say do benevolence. Somebody say do benevolence one more time. Amen. I didn't say single people. I'm looking this way. Amen. I said my people. Amen. See, every now and again, you need to know what's working and what's not working. Amen. Come on, somebody. You need to know. Amen. Amen. I'm not 18 no more. Come on, grown people. Amen. Come on, grown people. Amen. 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 I'm not 18 no more. Amen. I'm past that. Amen. Amen. So you just have to work with me. Amen. Say work with me. Amen. I'm just saying that because whenever you get in a relationship, you would be expecting something different. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus. I knew y'all wasn't going to play with me, but I'm just telling y'all. Amen. And I just heard somebody say, I ain't looking for that. Amen. Well, whatever. Every now and again, I look for it. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Anyway, somebody say, anyway, say, Pastor, move on. But we need to know this. Because you know what? If we don't know this, we'll get in relationships and it'll be an unhealthy relationship because our expectancy will be somewhere else. Amen. We will expect something that they're not able to deliver on. Amen. Somebody say amen. So here are the silent killers of a man's love. Inattention. Say inattention. If you're not paying attention to him, come on somebody. Somebody else will. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, even in relationships, even in friend relationships, if you're not paying attention to him and you're so caught up in yourself, somebody else will pay attention to him. Amen. And before you know it, guess what? His attention will be somewhere else. Somebody else. Come on, somebody. And moving on. Amen. Disrespect. Somebody say disrespect. Say disrespect. See, disrespect violates unconditional love and acceptance. Amen. When you don't respect me, you are not reverencing me. Amen. What is disrespect? I'm glad you asked. It's calling me a name. Come on, somebody. Y'all know those names y'all use. Amen. It's making disparaging remarks. Amen. Especially in front of the kids and disregarding my opinion. Your opinion don't even matter. What you mean my opinion don't matter? It better matter, amen. If not, I need to reevaluate this thing, amen. If my opinion don't, I'm telling you, whenever you're with somebody and your opinion don't matter, that's going both ways. Something is wrong, amen. And we always got to do it your way. Come on, we're talking about love, and we need to know whenever we're getting into relationships. Somebody say getting into relationships. If it's one-sided, that's not the relationship I want to be in, amen. Amen. Y'all know that song, not 70-40, amen. Not 60-30, but 50-50, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. We have to be in this, say, be in this together. Amen. So the next thing is honesty and openness. Say honesty and openness. Say honesty and openness. Amen. And this is for a woman. A woman needs honesty. And a woman, boy, I heard the women say, mm-hmm. And openness, and say openness, amen. Amen. I don't need you to tell me what you got. I need you to show me what you got, amen. Come on, somebody. I got $1 million. Well, let me see your bank account, amen. Let me see your bank statement, amen. You're talking this big six talk, but let me put the rubber where meets the road, amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. And I'm saying that because we need to know that. Say we need to know that. That's for a woman. Amen. A woman needs openness. Amen. Amen. Because the first thing they'll say when they find out is, why didn't you tell me? Amen. I haven't always been open. Amen. You know, I grew up with old school men. Amen. Amen. You don't tell them nothing. Amen. Because if you tell them something, they'll know everything. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't tell them nothing. Amen. Amen. But I found out that because I didn't tell, I didn't have the help that I, come on somebody, the help that I needed. Amen. That's just with women. Amen. Also with men. Say with men. Loving the kids more than him. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on somebody. The marriage relationship comes before kids. Amen. Come on somebody. Somebody say amen.
Amen. And I put down there for some reason that includes not just mine. Am I in the right house? Sometimes the kids just have to get out of the way. Amen. But whenever you're in a relationship, you need to know, like if you're in a dating relationship, you need to know there's kids involved. Amen. Because my kids should be your kids. Amen. You got to respect my kids. If you want me, I come with the package. Amen. It's a whole package or no package. Amen. You can do what, you know what? You should have asked me how many kids I had. Amen. Yeah, I do have 12 kids, but you should have asked me, amen. Come on, somebody, you should have asked me. You should have asked me that I had 25 great-grandkids. You should have asked me, amen. Amen, you trying to tell me how good I look, amen. You need to ask, amen. Say ask. And then all of a sudden, when I tell you I got 25 grandkids, you go the other way, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, those are things in relationship that we need to find out, amen. Amen? Because you're going to say you're going to love my kids. Amen. Not only that, minimizing. Somebody say minimizing. This is with the guy. I'm jumping back and forth. Minimizing his desires. Say his desires. Somebody say his desires. Say his desires. His desires. And I'm telling you, he does have some desires. Amen. Because you know what? God made man to conquer. Amen. Did you hear what I said? If you got a man that's not trying to conquer, that's not the man you want, amen. If he laying around flipping the channels, amen, come on, somebody, that is not the man you want, amen. I like a man that's like a dog, amen. I didn't say was a dog, that's like a dog. You know the dog that chases the car? What is he going to do with that car when he catches it, amen? We don't know, but you know what? He's chasing the car. Amen. Come on, someone. So we want a man that's trying to, come on, I'm just going someone that's at least trying to do something. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody said chasing a car. Y'all didn't know. Have y'all ever saw a, y'all seen dogs chasing cars? Have y'all ever seen a dog catch a car? Amen. I've seen a dog catch a car, and he don't know what to do. All he do is just go on back around. Amen. At least when he catches it, I need to know what to do with it. Amen. So desires. Say desires. Amen. All men have desires, and God made us that way. Amen. Five deepest needs of a woman, men. Come on, men. Y'all got to pay attention to me. Is affection. Amen. Now, we're screaming then. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Somebody say it. Somebody, y'all better say amen. Affection can't stand alone, and it supports the male needs. Amen. Women are emotional creatures. And men, you have to touch their heart before they get excited about any other touching. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord. We grown people. I'm just telling you. Amen. So how do you do that? Every now and again, you got to compliment her. Amen. Oh, you fine. Ooh, suck it now, amen. see, she get embarrassed, but every now and again, you got to compliment the women, amen. Because after a while, you've been together for so long, you forget to compliment, amen. Come on, somebody. And some little young skeeter come up, amen. Come on, somebody. No, I'm going both ways. I'm gonna get down this way because it doesn't matter how long you've been together. Whatever it took to get her, you better keep doing the same thing to keep her. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, whatever it took, amen. If you were bringing roses, you need to keep bringing roses, amen. You should have never started bringing the roses, amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. This relationship, amen. This is about relationship. I'm telling you, amen. Don't do it if you're not done. Years ago, somebody said years ago. I know I'm going somewhere else. But this is about love. This is about love. My mother-in-law gave this one some good advice. Said, don't start making this plate unless you're going to keep making this plate. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. But that deserves a hand clap, amen, because you know what? After 36 years, come on, somebody. She is still making my plate, amen. Come on, somebody. But now, if I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, amen. Look. Here go your plate. What did you just give me, amen? But because I do,
I'm telling you, man, y'all just go a long way because I do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. She'll ask me, what else do you want, baby? Amen. Come on, somebody. Do you need anything else? Matter of fact, I forgot your drink. Let me get your drink. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't y'all believe that. But that's where it's supposed to happen. Amen. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, that's the way it works. That's the language of love. Amen. The next thing that the women need, and we went through this earlier, was a woman needs conversation. Oh, they need conversation. Amen. Say they need conversation. I keep using her, man. I'm like, y'all know she retired now, boy. I think she done increased her words. Amen. Oh, man. Man, she come up with all kind of stuff. Man, what you talking about? Give me a break, amen. Give me a break, amen. You know what? I'm finna go out back and just dig a hole, amen. I don't even know why I'm digging the hole, amen. But you know what? I'm gonna dig the hole, amen. Come on, somebody. But I'm just saying that because all women need conversation. You can say you don't need conversation, but you need conversation, amen. Amen. You need somebody to talk to that you can bounce things off of, amen. And you don't need to bounce things off of people that always agree with you, amen, and think like you think, amen. Because the word says that iron, come on, somebody, sharpen it iron, amen. Come on, somebody. Conversation. Say conversation. Amen. And the woman needs financial security. So women say amen. Amen. Because women, when it comes down to it, women are concerned about the bottom line. Amen. Come on, somebody. It doesn't mean that they are requiring us to be rich. Amen. But we got to be rich in our thought process. Amen. What I mean by that, you just hold on just a little while longer. Amen. One day we're going to make it. Amen. I had made you a queen right now. Come on, somebody. But you just hanging up with me, amen. One day, you'll be a queen, amen. Come on, somebody. You know, I remember years ago, I couldn't. What's that old saying? A pot to, and a window to. Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm just saying, years ago, I couldn't do that, amen. I didn't have that, amen. But you know what I always told her? I said, if you just stick with me, amen. I mean, I know times are tough right now, amen. Amen. You can't shop like you want to shop. You can't go where you want to go. And now we're not going now on vacation, amen. But if you just stick with me, amen. Just stick with me. We'll be able to do those things, amen. Come on, somebody. It may have took me about 20, 30 years, but you know what? We're doing those things now. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, just stick with me. Not only that, women needs commitment to family, amen. Women are committed to their family, amen. I'm talking about they're committed to all their family, amen. They're committed, like I said, y'all were laughing when I said that about 25 grandkids, amen. If you got 25 grandkids, you got to be committed to 25, amen. You can't all of a sudden get to 5 and say, I'm not going no further. No, you all 25. And let me say this real quick. You better know their name. Am I in the right house? Amen. Don't be talking about Bubba Joe and that ain't Bubba Joe. Amen. You better come out with, you better know his name. Amen. You better know her name. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because women, I'm telling you, are committed to family. Amen. And they're counting on us. Say count on us. Wait, I said men. Say count on us. Amen. And women, say I'm counting on y'all. Amen. So how can men work to improve their relationships with their other half? Amen. I'm glad you asked. Provide your shoulder. Every now and again, a woman needs a shoulder to cry on. Amen. She's cried on her shoulder for a long time. Amen. Every now and again, we need to provide a shoulder. Amen. And when I say a shoulder, that doesn't mean giving advice. Amen. Boy, y'all quiet in here. Amen. Y'all like y'all don't know what's going on. I'm setting y'all up because y'all finna get ready. Y'all know how Bishop Dake say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Y'all finna get ready. Amen. Say get ready. Amen. The number three, next thing you need to do is recognize her physical limitations. Amen. Every now and again, man, we need to take out the trash. I'm turn this way. And if you're not taking out the trash, shame on you, amen? Oh, Lord. But let me say this. Let me go on and put some boom in this. Come on, I am. I am, because, you know, I like to lay it out there real plain, because sometimes women take out their own trash, amen, and don't like, especially if you don't like the way I took the trash out. Come on, somebody. If you don't like the way I took it out, well, you need to take it out, amen. Come on, somebody. You don't like where I placed it, amen. But the thing is, guess what I did? I took the trash out. Come on, somebody. I'm just trying to help you with this, because we need to get this, amen. The next thing is limit your moves. Say limit your moves. Sometimes men, we just have to slow down. Amen? Because sometimes we move too fast. Because whenever we move fast, women become stressful. Amen? Every now and again, and I keep using Pastor Loretta as an example, every now and again, she'll say, "What's your plan?" Because I need to know what you're doing, amen. How are we going to go about it? I know it sounds good what you want to do, but how are you doing this, amen? So every now and again, you need to ask the old joker. Y'all know who the old joker is. That when you think about hooking up with, you need to ask him, what's your plan, amen? If he don't have no plan, he's not the one that you're supposed to be with, amen? That's like, I keep looking back to LaKendra, like, please don't use me, amen. Please don't look at me. LaKendra has aspirations to go further than high school. Amen. If we have somebody that's trying to limit him and that's all you're going to do is go to high school, you ain't going no further, that is not the girl you need to be with. Am I right? Same thing with women. Amen. If you're trying to go further and then you got somebody that don't want you to go further, I'm telling you, it'll save some heartache and pain. That is not the one you want to be with, amen. If I want to start a business and all of a sudden you ain't got business ideas, come on, somebody. That is not the one you want to be with. I'm just plain and frank, especially if you want to be a business, because if you want to build a business, you need somebody that's going to be with you that's business-minded, amen? Amen. Now, in closing, somebody say in closing. The most important thing to do is to ensure that each person is fulfilled. Amen? And we have to be honest and communicate. Remember, relationships, somebody say relationships. Relationships fail because of the high expectation and limited help. But hard work, somebody say hard work, and persistence, somebody say and persistence, makes success possible. This is what we need to do. Hold your own self accountable. Amen? If you miss the mark, admit you did, go to God, and guess what you can do? You can start over again. Amen? Ask for forgiveness and listen to the other person. And also listen to a small, small voice. Amen? We have kids that are in relationships. And whenever we understand relationships, we're able to give sound advice. Amen? Maybe you have a friend that's in a relationship. Whenever you know what a true relationship is, amen, you won't allow for your friend to be used and abused, amen? So this ends our relationship series, and we really want to thank y'all for hanging in here with us. You know what? I know we said some candid things, but you know what? All we want is what's best for everybody. Now, I never said, y'all never heard me say that I'm an expert. But I do know the expert, amen. Come on, somebody. I didn't say I did it right all the time. But you know what? I know one that does it right all the time, amen. And I know who to call,